Now to acne, which affects almost all adolescent boys and girls, and for many people continues into adulthood. It can be both a physically and emotionally scarring condition, which isn't always terribly easy to treat. So the notion that there may be, at least in part, a natural solution through your diet would be welcome news for many parents and sufferers. Neil Mann is Professor of Human Nutrition at RMIT University in Melbourne.
For years, a number of international colleagues and I have been looking at aspects of human diet that have changed, i.e. the food composition we eat today, and the impact that has on our physiology and biochemistry. And we're particularly interested in insulin resistance and things driven by high carbohydrate diets that impact on diabetes. But we come across a connection to acne as well, and we started investigating that.
So before How did you come across that?
Mainly through our colleagues in the anthropology fields that we work with, reporting to us that the groups they study around the world don't show any acne while they're eating their normal hunter-gatherer type diets. But as soon as they start a Western diet, they break out in acne, and it was usually associated, they said, with consumption of processed carbohydrate, starchy, sugary food.
Or it could be just a coincidence. The diet might not be anything to do with it. It might be something
quite
else.
Quite possibly, because all the medical books tell you it isn't.
Yes.
But we started piecing together the biochemistry of what could be going on, and we came up with a well-based hypothesis, and then we tested that in a clinical trial and actually showed not only did we improve the acne condition as measured by dermatologists, but improved all those biochemical parameters we suspected.
Let's just have a look at what you found.
We found a lot of studies had been done that gave clues to what was going on. For instance, what happens when you do an oral glucose tolerance test with young people and you compare an age gender match group with acne and without acne. The two groups had virtually the same glucose response over the 2 hours. And then if you measure the insulin response simultaneously, the group with acne always have a much higher insulin response. So it's showing that they're less insulin sensitive than the non-acne sufferers. So this started giving us clues that perhaps acne, like diabetes, is about insulin resistance.
And that changes through adolescence, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Particularly during puberty, there's a drop in people's insulin sensitivity in both males and females. So as your insulin sensitivity drops during those puberty years, temporarily you go through a period of insulin resistance as a teenager. Possibly because of growth hormones, we're not sure of the connection.
So again, that could still be coincidence. So what's the biological link then with acne, do you believe?
The next thing we discovered is there was work being done on a growth factor called IGF-1, which is insulin-like growth factor 1. And we found, much to our surprise, that this also peaks during puberty. We've observed studies on PCOS women, polycystic ovarian syndrome women, who have severe acne. And some of the American studies were showing that the best thing that they responded to was metformin, which was increasing their insulin sensitivity.
So this is basically the drug for type 2 diabetes.
That's right.
Foundation
and their acne was going away. Similarly, though, treated with things like Acabose, which actually stops starches being digested in your intestine, so your blood sugar levels don't go up so quickly after a carbohydrate meal. And that actually helped their acne as well.
So how does the IGF affect might be the...
If you're insulin resistant, and these adolescent boys and girls mostly are, they're going to develop hyperinsulinemia after a carbohydrate meal.
And by the way, this is independent of obesity because there's plenty of thin kids
who
get acne.
Yep. We measure insulin resistance in many young boys and girls, and quite often it's the thin ones that have higher levels of insulin resistance, whereas in older people it's the overweight people. Once you eat a high carbohydrate load meal, you develop these high insulin levels that stay around most of the day because they keep grazing on these high carbohydrate foods all day.
Well, it's not just high carbohydrate, it's high glycemic index.
Yes, anything with readily digestible starch, sugary materials and so on, even a potato. It has quite a high GI, for instance. And what happens then, the high insulin levels drive up IGF-1. So the IGF-1 levels start to go up, and IGF-1 is one of those factors that can actually block the pores in the skin. It causes the hyperkeratinization in the sebaceous gland, which actually blocks the follicle. And on the other side, you've got high insulin levels actually reduce another binding protein, which binds up androgen hormones. So you've got more of those free, and these free androgens then stimulate sebum production in the skin. So you've got this dual effect. You've got the blocking of the gland and this overproduction of sebum, all being generated by high insulin levels and IGF-1.
And the acid test of this is a randomised trial to see if you intervene and you actually change the diet, you can get an effect, and you've done that in a small trial.
We did that with about 50 or 60 boys in a controlled study.
How bad was their acne?
Very bad. These were people referred to us by our dermatology colleagues that had come off Roaccutane and other things for other reasons. It was a 3-month trial. We had some of the boys on a natural food type diet, low glycemic loads. That was lots of vegetables, fruit, low fat dairy foods, fish.
Just what adolescent boys love.
Yeah. And we cut out all the things like the pastries and the donuts and the sugary drinks. And the other group ate their normal diet. And we saw quite a big difference in the biochemistry. And their acne scores dropped substantially.
Hard, though, to maintain in adolescence.
Yes, it's very hard to get adolescent boys to actually stick to that sort of diet.
Neil Mann is Professor of Human Nutrition at RMIT University in Melbourne. I'm Norman Swan. You've been listening to The Health Report. I'll see you next time.